Okay. So now what I'd like to do, we probably won't be able to do it in its entirety, but what I'd like to be able to do as best as we possibly can, with the constraints, is to try to address the issue of molech. Why is molech a separate shem iser when it comes to avodah zarah? And I think that's a really, really fundamental question, and hopefully one that we can get at a little bit today. So let's begin in terms of the psukim themselves and see, what they have to teach us. So this is the iser of molech, and it begins on page 3 in the source sheets. Eitan Berenholtz, you want to do the honors? Pasuk says, Umizaracha. Lo titain lahavir lamolech, velo sechalea l'shem elokecha ani Hashem. So already in the Pasuk, right, what's indicated? That you're not supposed to give, right, your zera, mizera. It happens to be that if you give all of your children, then you'd be technically pater, wouldn't be morally acceptable. But what does the Pasuk seem to link molech to? And this might be the major key in terms of our understanding of what makes this different amongst other forms of avodah zarah. Eitan Berenholtz?
Yes, cursing Hashem's name.
The desecration of Hashem's name, that this is uniquely a chil Hashem. Now, obviously, any avodah zarah is a chil Hashem, but let's bear this in mind. So Rashi says, l'molech, avodah zarah hi shishma molech, v'zoi avodasa, moser b'no l'kumrim, that you hand your child over to these false idolatrous priests, maduros gedolos, right, and they make two bonfires, umavirines haben viraglov, they hold the child basically upside down, bainste maduros haesh. So it's not human sacrifice, but it's some kind of a simulated version of holding a child by the feet and dragging in between the fires. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos sounds a little bit, similar concept, but a little bit of a different note. He says, she's iranu mitet ktsas, not all of them, because it's mizaracha, the Rambam is already indicating that that this was, a very commonly practiced avodah zarah, which might make it, which might address our question in its own right. Namely, it's the fact of the prevalence of avodah zarah. Shayishma molech v'hu amara yisala umizaracha lo sitein lahavir lamolech v'haisa avodaso k'mo sheisbayer. So there was an idol there, and they would light a fire in front of it. Not all of them. You'd hand them over to some, again, false idolatrous priest. And again, they would sort of, pass him over the fire. Right, if there aren't witnesses, there's no warning. Shogeg chayav chatas kavua. Likewise, Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Vav says, Ketzad yotzin, madlik esh gedolav lokeach mikta zaro mosu lekohaneim ovde ha'esh. Right, they worship the fire. Ve'osan ha'kohanim nosin haben la'aviv, achar shenimsa biyadan. So here he says the Kohanim, right, give the child back to the father after the child has been handed to Kohanim, and the father, in fact, is the one that does this. La'aviro be'esh b'rshuso, v'avia ben hu shemavir b'no al ha'esh b'rshusa Kohanim, right, so the father is physically the one that's doing it, so, right, this is different than Rashi's presentation, because the father is doing it. U'maviro mi biraglov mitzad zelitzad acher b'socha shel hevet. Lo shehu sorfo lamolech. You're not burning the child alive. Gederach shesorvim b'neim uvnosein lavodas kochav melcheres. Ela behavara bilvad. Not havara, because havara is actually kindling. But ela behavara bilvad haisa avodazo shishma molech. Lefika chosa avodazo lavodas kochav melcheres chutz mimolech pater. The Rambam says that this does actually fit into the broader template of it having to be Kederach Avodasa, because this was just specifically, the way that the Avodah Zarah of Molech was worshipped. But what becomes very important here is, pray tell, if that's really true, if this is just Yoni within the standard category of Los Ishtachav Elohem Velos Avdeim, so the question becomes, so why, is this different? Why does this stand out from any Avodah Zarah? If you're only going to be chayav for worshiping Molech in this way, but not doing this in front of Markolis. So why does it get a separate shame iser? It's a very difficult and thorny question. Jacob, go ahead.
So this Molech stuff, when we learned like the Mechilta earlier in the year about like Moshe giving up his son to Avodah Zarah, is that what he did basically?
Well, that he was willing to do it, but no, I don't think so. I don't think that he went quite that far. Okay. Good. Okay. So back at the ranch, right? The Ibn Ezra takes a different approach and
Pirshu Ba'avor She'ein B'pasuk Zachar Eish La'avir Mitros Hashem L'das Hamolech Mechel Alas Hashem Shehu Nikra Alacha Shehu Alacha B'Pasacha.
So the Ibn Ezra has two views. So first of all, he is open to the possibility, Lahavir, right, that, you know, that you were, sometimes a child would live and sometimes a child would die. So that certainly would raise the stakes. That would make it clear that, you know, even though, you know, it's not good to do Avodah Zarah in general, whether it's Markolis or Peor or Chmosh or whatever it is, that this is a double Avera of Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah and murder, right? So you get two of the big three. And then the other interpretation is really fascinating, right? There's no, right, you know, reference here in the Pasuk, Umizaracha, Alositein Lahavir Lamolech. This is not Mavir Beno Vito Ba'esh. So maybe it's just Lahavir Mitoras Hashem Ladas Hamolech, right? That you're allowing your child to go outside of the faith. And that is basically the Chil Hashem. Okay, interesting. So the Ibn Ezra at least gets the ball rolling in terms of a discussion of, you know, human sacrifice. What about the Sfarno? Okay, maybe we'll have Eitan Laub take the Sfarno. Mizaracha lo sitein lahavir lamolach v'lo sechalel al shem lokecha. Ki amnam, says the Sfarno, be'akriv chalel yisparach shar balechayim. Right, if you'd bring a karban, right, from another animal, v'lamolech takriv esaben. You have it, Eitan?
Yeah.
Second line in the Sfarno, right? You'd give your child to Molech, but, you know, for Hashem, you could only spare an animal. V'hine yiroi mizeh, shia molech rav hamayla mimenu chas v'shalom. There's a terrible chil Hashem, Eitan, why? Because you're clearly manifesting the fact that
That you're not, like, really giving sacrifice to Hashem.
Right, for Hashem, you can spare an animal. But, you know, for a Molech, you give a child. So that might make it a unique chalos of Avodah Zarah. Ani Hashem lo shanisi.
Hashem lo shanisi she nishmati
lios elokecha. Amir l'Avram lios l'cha elokem
l'zarecha acharecha. Uibnei shedavar zeh. Uibnei shedavar al ha...
Arayos, the Hakshir Hazara. Shadibra Arayos, I should have said.
The
really fascinating idea. So that he says the context here is one of Arayos, so that our Zera should be oriented fit for the Shechina to devolve upon it, upon our Zera. And then you take that Zera, which should have been there should have been an intrinsic capacity for the divine presence to come and rest upon it. So in that context, you know, and this is, I think, very important, right, to hand over your Zera, you know, to Molech, the Zera which should have been Ro'ei for Ashra Sashchina, so there's a terrible Chil Hashem. As he says here, so instead of, you know, orienting your children towards Hashem and towards Molech, that becomes a terrible Chil Hashem. Okay, so the common denominator here between the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno is there's some unique desecration. If you guys could just mute yourself, please.
Postseason gauntlet that is unique to the NHL.
There's a unique Chil Hashem, you know, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah of Molech. And that's something which needs to be addressed. Let's take a look at the Ramban, and then maybe we'll circle back, right? Because the common denominator between the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno is precisely this issue of the unique Chil Hashem. I mean, every Avodah Zarah is a Chil Hashem, but the unique Chil Hashem of Molech. So the Ramban says as follows, V'chein ma sha'amar harav, Shemosu lekumarim, quoting Rashi, v'in marvir noso, v'chein kasav apeferusha masach sanedrin, eino nira kein milashonam sham megemara. I reject this view, says Ramban. V'od eich yischayev humisa bavodas acherim. Why would you be chayev? The Ramban says, if you're not even the one that passes your child through the fire. See, the Rambam controlled for this problem by saying that the father was the one who did it himself. V'lashon ha'kasav atzmo ma'avir b'no vito ba'esh, sounds like you're doing it. Kach nidra sha'av atzmo ma'aviro. Aval inin kachu, sha'av atzmo mosu l'kohanim l'shem shikutzam. Right, there's this initial transfer, sounds a lot so far like the Rambam. V'zehu sha'kasav nasan la'molach, ke'en sha'osim bifnim, k'dechsiv v'nesanam el ha'kohen. Just like you would normally do in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ulay ha'kumarim osim bo'tnufa o ha'gasha, and maybe they do with this child exactly what was done in the Beis HaMikdash with many korbanos, when you're molich umevi, mala umorid, you do hagashos utznufos. Vehem machzirin osolidei ha'avu lokcho maviro bilav ha'esh, mizeh umavir bin obito ha'esh. So anybody pick up on what the Ramban is saying in this suggestion? It sounds a lot like what was uniquely problematic about Molech is that it was modeled, right? You hand it over, so to speak, to the Kohen.
After
Karbonos. Exactly, Gavi. Beautifully. It takes us back to the Mechayev of Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem. So maybe Molech is a separate Shem Isser Avodah Zarah, because yeah, it has to be Kederach Avodaso, right? So in that way, it's like Velo Savdeim, but it's also like, it's like a synthesis of Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem Velo Savdeim, because, you know, if you would do this to another Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't be Chayev. Just like if you would throw a stone at Peor or perform a very crude act in front of Markulis, right? Because it's actually not, you know, the regular form of Avodah. And yet, at the same time, and this is really the critical point that we want to be able to articulate here. At the same time, right, it still resembles, in essence, Lo Sishtacha Ve'Elohem, because what you're doing is you're taking normal activities of the Beis HaMikdash and you are in fact directing them outward. So Eitan Laba, just get to you in a second. Just want to finish through the Ramban and then we'll a little bit of time pressure. So I want to finish through the Ramban and then we'll definitely leave time to questions. V'im kolzan yira be'enai me'achrei ha'psukim ki haya ha'bein l'machol ha'sa'esh. The Ramban says in the end, I actually think Molech is human sacrifice. Shakasav omer v'gamis b'neim asher yaladu li aviru lahem la'achla. V'sham ne'mar v'shachtam es b'neihem v'gululeihem shayu mavirin oso ba'esh ad sheyisareif, till they were badly burned, o sheyamos. Lomar shayu mavirin oso al sheheves pamim rabos v'humeis b'lav ha'esh v'nehu chayev b'din ha'torah mishas ha'vara ha'rishona mim shetimshol bol ha'or kigon shenitpas ha'or b'echad me'varav. And whether he dies or not, you're chayev. U'lechalel ha'shem kodshi Be'avram al avera chamura lefanai. So it's now an avodah zara that really is shvichos damim. Mitachin sheyomer kein b'mnei shemakriv mizara lemolach v'achar kein yavo mikdash Hashem v'akriv korban v'tamei es hamikdash ki karbonosav tameim v'toeva l'shem v'hu atzmo tamei la'olam shenitma b'ra'a she'asa. Right, that you can never really go into the mikdash again, and any karban that you would ever do is tainted. Kemo shamer ba'ov yidoni l'tam avahem uchsiv uviguliliam timua v'hiskir bo chil Hashem. And this is why it's uniquely a chil Hashem, says the Ramban. Ki kasher yishmu hagayim, and this is sort of similar to what we saw in the Sforno, shekibed es hamolach bizarro. And you'll bring a lowly animal, v'yakri v'bento, korban l'shem, u'chil l'shem. V'zehu shamar navi, gam es b'neim asher yaladu, li haviru, lahem l'achla, Odzos asuli timu es mikdashai bayomahu v'amar v'shachtam es b'nei migulihem v'yavo mikdashi bayomahu l'chalo v'nei ko asu b'soch beisi. So the Ramban, again, embracing this idea, this foreigner obviously picked it up from the Ramban, that this will impact and sink your entire service of God. So I wanted to make just two very brief suggestions and then give Eitan the last word. So clearly, Molech is either, right, a unique Chilul Hashem for a variety of different reasons. Maybe because, you know, you're willing to give a child to Avodah Zarah, you'd only give an animal to Hashem. Or maybe I could put it in somewhat different terms, especially if you believe it's human sacrifice. What you're taking is Tzelem Elokim, and the destruction of Tzelem Elokim, the actual Shvichas Damim, is itself a far more grievous version of Avodah Zarah. And finally, I think it's really noteworthy, and here I'm combining a little bit, in fairness, you can definitely argue with this point, but combining perspectives of Rambam and Ramban, but the Ramban, who takes the view that this is really, you know, human sacrifice and putting a child into the fire, so this was, of course, take us back to the very origins of our opposition to Avodah Zarah itself. Because, of course, who was cast into a fiery furnace for rejecting Avodah Zarah?
Avram
Avinu. So if the very beginning of our national tradition is actually in the repudiation of Avodah Zarah, the ultimate price that Avram Avinu was willing to pay in this connection, and then someone would, you know, would come along and, you know, perform a specific act of Avodah Zarah that involves putting a child into a human being into a fire, so that would undercut and undermine the entire notion of, you know, identifying a Zera of Avram Avinu. And so as we all transition and prepare, you know, for our Kabbalah Satora, we go back to the, you know, to the very roots and to the very beginning, with an eye towards Chazal's statement, Kol HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah, Modeh B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Our Kabbalah Satora is predicated on identifying so deeply with that movement that began with Avram Ha'ivri, Kolom Kulo Me'ever Echad, V'hu Me'ever Hasheni, when he stood alone in this world, right, opposite everybody else, right, willing to stand against the current, against the tide of Avodah Zarah. And that Kabbalah Satora is predicated, again, as we saw so deeply, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, Lo Sas Elecha, Lo Sishtachav Elohem, V'lo Sa'avdeim. To commit an act of Molech would be to betray the very sources of our tradition.